POL, and then continuation somewhere around the same time period there. And he realized he needed to get okay with himself during his marriage. Well, it seemed like any relationship he had been in. He had been criticized, and there was always dissatisfaction, and he felt he was not good enough. And once he served, also didn't think he was good enough. Well, he thought no one was good enough except them sometimes, and became the, for some strange reason, a general mood among the members of that group that you're not good enough, you're not good enough, I'm not good enough, and then you're not either. And I have to be good enough, so then you are not. And then group psychology stuff. Also had to, and he realized that's what he was being pushed to, step out of that social environment a bit more. He had been trying to seeing this as, you know, since long ago, as a probable future when sons were grown and cared for themselves, to again return to the temple and inside life of the organization. But then he realized, as he tried a bit, that he was kicked out again, not by someone who came and told him he can't live there, but as if by God from inside. No, you should be out there. That's where your work is to be done. And he realized then that this was always where his work was done. Or much of the time anyway, on the street selling books or traveling around meeting people. And then of course working out in society to maintain his family, contribute to that maintenance. And here he was, seeing the possibility, you know, working on a possible realistic strategy, actually in a fairly focused way for the past 25 years or so, for his whole life actually. But he now had to be okay with himself. And he heard it as if from in there in the heart that now you just live your life. the way you prefer. Every day, the way it makes sense to you. The way it makes you inspired. You have done your service to others, organizations and this and that. Now you do your thing. And of course, knowing that this meant service to the Sankirtan movement. And yes, came the voice that, therefore, you are definitely okay. And what we're saying is, you do that in any way you like. You can eat meat if you need to. You can take drugs if you need to. Whatever serves you being able to do this successfully with the time you have here, staying healthy, happy, strong, inspired. And you have your friends, you have people around you. And those relationships will be real and nice and good. Good for all of you. Because when there is unhappiness or suffering or pain or hurt in relationships, then there is something wrong. So that's part of your mission, and that's part of the teachings you have been given and are being given. So just continue and have a happy life. And he stands to say thank you so much, and to share that happy life to as many others as possible. Because this is reality. Hare Krishna.